Yes, he is. Glory be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, we bow down before your throne this morning, evening. Father, we lift your name on high and we say that you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. Yes, Lord, this is our Lord of Father. Hallelujah, the proof of your victory, Lord. Hallelujah, the victory that you won on that day of Calvary, Father. Yes, Lord, we give you all the glory and we salute your presence and your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It is so interesting when I heard Brother Elijah singing this song, "We Are Awesome in This Place." I remember when I first came into the message, a little village in called Kwai in Ghana. And listen, if you give me any time, I get a chance, this is the song that I will sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for making a way for us to come together. I just have a song that it is my message tonight. And I would like to see if this little guy over here will play. Can I tell you? Okay. Amen.
Till all my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. Yes, I am a child of God.
Amen.
'Cause I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Yes, we are children of the Most High God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. And I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins, and I'm no longer a slave for fear.
I am a child of God.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Child of God.
We are free.
Hallelujah.
We've been liberated.
Oh, yes.
From our bondage.
Amen.
From our bondage. We are free.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
We've been liberated from our bondage.
Yes.
By the arms of the Father.
Oh, yes.
And I am surrounded by songs of deliverance. Yes. And we've been
freedom.
Let us declare our freedom.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is my message tonight. Amen. Don't expect me to behave like a visitor, because I will not. Amen. That's one thing I cannot do. Amen. When I go, I come among believers. It doesn't matter where. I am not a visitor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And before I go into my testimony tonight, I just want to say, God, Richard, bless you, Brother Elijah. You see, Brother Branham said something. He said, I'd rather be with a man who is wrong in his doctrine, but right in his heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, from nowhere, Brother Elijah, I've been around here for a little bit, but you know, had never had the opportunity to, you know, meet Brother Elijah. And all of a sudden, I got a message from him. I got a call from him, and we started communicating. And the Lord has used him over and over times to bring such an encouragement and directions. There are times that you feel like you want to turn, you know, you want to give up things. And from nowhere, he comes in, and a word that he will speak, you know, I go back with home with fire. Yes, I said, we're going to press on. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are blessed, you know, to have such a man, you know, to be leading you. Give him all the support, because he needs your support. He needs your prayers every minute, every hour. Hallelujah. So God, Richard, bless you, Brother Elijah. I appreciate you so much. You know, I've talked about you so over and over, you know, places, and how much you have been the source of encouragement. You have no idea. You know, how much you have been and meant to me in this past couple of months or year that we've been talking. Amen. Hallelujah. We hope to be fellowshipping more and more. Amen. So there's no barriers anywhere. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You also remember us in prayer, as Brother Elijah was saying. We lost a precious brother. Actually, that's his wife over there, Sister Mercy. We're still working on procedures and everything. And I keep telling him, you know, if a person doesn't know the Lord and they leave, I have a problem. Then I will be sad. But when they know the Lord, death is just a vehicle, transition vehicle for us to talk. Amen. Hallelujah. So can we just want to keep my time at to 9 o'clock? It doesn't work. Amen. Hallelujah. Please signal me. Amen. Shall we please be on our feet? Amen. Please let's open to Ephesians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, and I would like to read from verse 8. For by grace ye are saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Father, may you let a fire fall. I thank you for this moment, Lord. The opportunity and the grace, Lord, to be fellowshipping with my precious, precious brothers and sisters in here. Thank you for your servant, Lord, Brother Elijah. How long he has been holding the fort, Lord. It is a testimony of who you have called. I pray that, Lord, this evening, Lord, you just put me aside. And thou knowest, oh Lord, the testimony that is upon my heart. Father, that is all that I want to come and talk about. It's what you have done for us. It's what you have done for me. It's the finished work of you. That is the testimony that I'm working with this morning, evening. Father, may you come and grant us the revelation of it. This we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I command that any spirit that is not of you, I command it by the sound of my voice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to depart. And let the angel of the living God, that Father, we've seen you, Father, manifesting in your servant, William Branham, Father, at this moment, Father, take control. You took your servant away, but you did not take the angel away. You sent angel to be with us. So, Father, your word say, where are two or three are gathered in your name, Father, you will be in our midst. So, Father, may your presence come down, oh Lord, and according to your word and your promise. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God, Richard, bless you. You may be seated. As I said, forgive me. I cannot pretend to be a visitor because I'm not. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The title of my testimony this evening is I'm free from sin. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. You see, there is something, one thing that a person can do is not to recognize who you are. It is a very miserable thing. And it's very pity. Brother Branham says something. He said, Christianity is all about revelation. It's all about revelation. Hallelujah. And I'll pull a few scriptures in here so we know Peter had that revelation. And what happened? He was given the keys to the kingdom of God. Amen. So if you lose that revelation of who you are, then it will be very sad and pity. It's all about revelation. Amen. Imagine you being the son or daughter of maybe the Queen of England, and you don't know it. So that means, and then you get into things that are places that you're not supposed to. But immediately you recognize that, things will change. Hallelujah. Amen. I would like to read a definition of something. Bear with me for 1 second. You know, I kind of my nose are all over the place. I will find them. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we're talking, all right, from the dictionary, there's two meanings that I picked up. One is a surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. That's the additional definition of revelation. That is one of them. I love this one that I'm going to just read right now. The second one is the divine or supernatural disclosure to humans. A divine or supernatural disclosure to humans of something relating to human existence of the world. A supernatural, okay, disclosure to humans, or divine. So you get it? Yes, so when Brother Branham said, you know, Christianity is all about revelation, that is true. Yes, sir. Amen. And let me share something, you know, let me go step by step. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll get there. Amen. Hallelujah. God, Richard, bless you, Brother Mark. Amen. I'll pick up my nose for us. From the scripture that we just read, it says you are saved by grace through faith. These two guys seem to be very important. Grace and faith. They are very important. If because of them I have been saved, or I'm saved by grace through faith, then I must know who they are. Hallelujah. Let's do a little bit of additional search of the word grace. Amen. A prominent Old Testament word describing God's grace is chaste. Jesus changed, or forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right. This word speaks of deliverance, one, from enemies, from affliction, diversity. It is also denote enablement, daily guidance, forgiveness, and preservation. Let me take it again. It's trying to define the word grace. This word speaks of deliverance, one, from enemies, okay, or from affliction, or diversity. Amen. It also denotes enablement, daily guidance, forgiveness, preservation. This is grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me pick up another definition that comes in here. Grace means God moving heaven and earth to save a sinner who could not lift a finger to save himself. Amen. Grace simply means God moving heaven and earth to save a sinner who could not do anything for themselves. He did not ask you to do anything. Grace simply means if you have never done anything. He overlooked everything. He bypassed everything. He didn't care what it will cost him to bring that grace. Hallelujah. And it's by that you and I are saved. So if you get up in the morning, or if you get up and you think, maybe by playing a keyboard in a church that has made you gain some kind of existence with God, that is a lie. If you think that because you paid a big tithe, that is why you are a Christian, no, that is a lie. It has nothing to do with that. It was given you. Hallelujah. Let me look. Now, let's look for Mr. Faith. Amen. This I would like to use Brother Branham's own definition. Hallelujah. I'm trying to calm myself down. Okay. Amen. So what is faith? I'm reading from a message. If anybody, let me see the title of this message. The Anointed Ones at the End Time. Actually, paragraph 53. What is faith? Faith is something that is revealed to you. Faith, it is something that is revealed to you. That is not yet, but you believe it will be. So let me ask you, what are you looking for? I have faith, I have faith, I have faith, you have faith. You have faith of what? What does it mean to have faith? Something that is revealed to you, you know definitely. Let me see if I can find a dictionary meaning of revelation. Maybe that can help us. Amen. I did some printouts over here. Listen. Oh, I think we did revelation, right? So we already done revelation. So you got it. That is already down packed. So revelation is there. Something that is supernatural. So if it is going to reveal, if something is going, what has been revealed to you that is supernatural? That is yet, it's a divine and it's supernatural. Are you a child of God? Listen, if you cannot believe that, then you don't have faith. And if you cannot hold on to that as much as anything, like I'm holding this Bible, then you're wasting your time being here. Amen. First of all, grace is the one who did it. Amen. Forgiving you everything, letting everything go, like it never happened. But I need you to do something. Because that grace only comes to you through something. So in other words, faith. Grace will use faith to come to you. So if you are coming to church back and forth, and you have not come to terms of who you are, you are wasting your time. If you are fellowshipping here and there, and you cannot just say, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've been through. All I know is that grace has done something for me. Grace has forgiven me. Grace has washed me pure. Grace has made me a son of God. Grace has given me the opportunity to share his throne. To sit with him in his throne. Revelation 2 and 3. He that overcome, I will give to sit with me in my throne. He did not say you will sit with me on my... No. In my throne, you're sitting with him. Let me share a quote with you from a message Brother Branham preached. Hear ye him. Paragraph 26. Let me read a little bit in. Now, many people is on earth today, and say this. I say this with all respect. There is perhaps many sitting right here who absolutely live in underprivilege. I'm quoting from the prophet. You are living under privilege. What does it mean for you to live under privilege? In other, you don't recognize who you are. You seem to struggle to comprehend, to understand, to believe, to accept. I like this word, accept. Believe may be too much for you to, but as accept. You find it so difficult to accept a gift that has been given you. See, if I come to you and I say, I want to give you a gift, and you don't accept it, I say, there's something in this Bible, when you take it, that it is all for you. It can only belong to you. The content of this Bible could only belong to you if you accept it. So grace has been handed to you. But it can only work if you cannot accept it. When Satan comes, Brother Mark, don't you remember you do A, B, C, D? Tell him, hey, Satan, get behind him. Amen. By grace, I am a son of God. Amen. That's all you need. Hallelujah. That simply means faith is working. Amen. Then he comes and he points to that. And he comes and he points to this. And that is all. That is his job. He's going to do that. It doesn't matter how much many times you come to church. But it's important to come to church if you have faith. If you really believe in that you have grace. He said, you not forsake the assemblies of the saints. So you not sit home when it's Wednesday. You not be sitting by the news and listening to the news. Like you're going to change anything in the news. Hallelujah. Don't even waste your time with them. See? I always say this, that when you pick up the Bible to read, all of a sudden you go, let me put it down a little bit. But go and sit next to the TV. Go and pick up your phone like you did. Some of us have become slaves to our phones. We glued to the phones. Early in the morning when you wake up, the alarm goes, ping, 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 the first thing you do. By the time you realize you spent 30 minutes answering text messages. It's thinking thing in the nostrils of God. Because when you wake up as a believer, first thing you have to do is to go on your knees and worship the Lord. But now especially the young people, even the older ones, we are becoming addicted to this phone thing. It's another demon in our pocket. I told you I'm not going to be so shy around here. Please forgive me. Young people, they cannot get away from their phones. Ask them when was the last time they read a message. Ask them. I'm too loud. Please forgive me. I'm too loud. You see, growing up, we grew up next to the sea. So being loud is like in my blood. I went to Ghana and I was going to speak in the church and we need a mic. I said, do you think I need a microphone? Amen. The young people, phone, hey, you don't talk about it today. You are standing there talking to your father. You come to the dining table and they pick, 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 pick. I don't care what is in there. You see, I have come to believe times that I'll be very weak in myself is when I pay too much attention to this phone. I'm telling you, the only thing that Satan is trying to do, young people, listen to me, please. It's just to distract your attention. It's to get into you. Told my wife, don't even think about it. Never to think about you giving my children a phone. If they were going to get it, they're going to get a flip phone, whatever they are. Yes, you will get a, yes, I don't care about it. Oh, that I want to use, you don't need it to, if you, whatever you need to, and when you walk in into my doors, that phone must rest. I'm being very honest. Because our young people today have become slaves to phones. This is not in my notes, but why am I talking about this? They spend no time. Now, by God's grace, we have all the messages online and everywhere. What was the last time you spent time listening to a message? Amen. When was the last time? Amen. But how many Facebook things that have you gone there to like? Because if you don't like it, your friend will think that you don't like. I don't care about the friend that you don't like or you like. But what I care about it is that you're going to make it into heaven. Amen. You're going to make it into the rapture. You see, people outside there, you know, back home in Ghana and all those places, they don't have access to these internet things. So, you know, they're kind of a spared. But even then, they're getting worse. How much more us that lives here? You get phone, no limit, nothing. Put that phone somewhere and get the message into you. Because there is coming a day and a moment. Papa will not be there. Mama will not be there. You have to prove yourself that you've learned something. My brother, you hear me, right? You don't stick to that phone and when mommy go to bed, then when it's coming, then you put it down. Pick up the message book if you think you don't have to have anything. Pick up, not even though you don't, that should be on your timetable. The message book, the messages should be part of your schedule in the day. Hallelujah. Brother Elijah, I always have to come here. I'll wait till I go to church. Brother Elijah will preach. You wait one of these days. Brother Elijah is not going to be there. We already told one of they will shut these doors. And you tell me where the message is going to come from you. So, make it while the sun shine. Get the messages into you.
It's not part of my message, but you know, let me go on. Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we live under privilege. The prophet said, we live under privilege. You don't recognize what is in you. In other messages, so deity is in you. Grace has brought deity in you. And when we're talking about deity, we're talking about God in you. 3 days ago, was it Monday? Yes. I walked out of work. I was going to, and these people have set up some kind of, they had something there, they were displaying something. They have scriptures over there. And it is sad and it's dangerous. Young people, please. These people are preaching a doctrine that God, when he said, let us make man, he was talking to his wife. Mama God. Mama God. They are giving you scriptures, interpreting it to you, explaining it to you. What about if you don't know it? What are you going to do? If you don't know yourself, you're going to buy into this kind of demon, what do you call it, propagating force. And then they come into Revelation, the bride, the spirit, and the bride say, come. And she had the guts to point it to me. Say, that is God's wife. That is the mama God. In America here, in front of Yale Hospital, that's where they were standing, displaying it.
So when we're talking about you getting the message, please, or the scriptures, please spend time with it. Amen. Let me share a quote with you. Brother Bram said, he said, now remember, we went through this this morning. You wasn't saved by the blood. You are kept saved by the blood. But you are saved by grace, through faith. Believe in it. You are kept saved by grace, through faith. Believe in it. All you need to do is to accept this. All you need to do is to believe this. My brother, you did not come to this world to become a believer. Grace has been given you. And you know what? It's not everybody that is entitled to grace. No. It's not everybody that is entitled to grace. No. Hallelujah. Bear with me for 1 second. Let me find my scriptures over here. Amen. I want to read something from Galatians chapter 4, verse 5, verse 1 to 6. Listen to it. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth not nothing from a servant, though he be the Lord of all. Okay. But under the tutors and governors until the time appointed to the of the Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a what? Of a woman, and made under the law. Hallelujah. Made under the law, the rudiment that we were under the law, we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. Amen. What a revelation. Brother, sister, I'm talking about grace. So for you to be a message, you know, out of trouble, I'm not going to be able to go through every quote that I have here, but forgive me. Let me judge. But Abraham said, let me read it. Finally. Okay. Let me read it. Share this one. Okay. Possessing the enemy's gate. And remember, if you never was in God's thought, you will never be with God. Amen. Please. Don't be, I don't like believers that are so quiet and that kind of thing. We are not doing a funeral procession over here. I don't like that. I don't take that. So you're going to say amen. I'm going to say, I'm not entertaining you here tonight. We are here to preach and to testify of what God has done for us. Amen. So you're going to say amen and I'm going to speak. Okay. All right. That is the two sides now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm taking it again. And remember, if you never was in God's thought, you will never be with God. Amen. And this is not just anybody that is talking about the power of God. Forgive me, see?
Amen. Let me put it somewhere else.
If you were never in God's thought, then you're not going to count yourself. Okay, let's listen. How many knows that? He was a redeemer. Well then, if it's anything, redeem has to come back to where it fell from. So if he came to redeem us, how could he was not one time did not have to be redeemed? In other words, what he is trying to say is, if you are a child of God today, that means you were in the gene of God before the foundation of the world. I'll give you a quote. Give me a second. It said, before there was anything that was even created, you existed. Before there was anything that even was created, you existed. So your question, brother, then why do I find myself in such a situation if I am a child of God and if I'm God? I gave you a scripture a while ago, Galatians chapter 2. You remember? Chapter 4, verse 1, going down. You are a child of God, all right? But this child has to go through training. This child has to be trained and be brought to a level. But one of these days, after you've been through all those training, there's going to come an adoption that you're going to get. That adoption is what we're talking about. Then you, but right now, word upon word, precept upon precept, everything is building. You need the word, young man. You understand how you need the word? You need the word in order to build. And he will test you at every guy point. Brother Branham said that the tutor, which is the Holy Ghost. This is what Paul was talking about. But in those days, you know, in the times of the old time Jewish tradition, when a son is born into a king, they give you to a tutor. And this tutor will then walk you through every step to make you look and behave exactly like your father. Yeah. And there will always be a report that it is being brought back to what? To the father. So the Holy Ghost does that to you and I. You need patience, he will work on that. When you pass the mark of the patient, the check will be put there, and then he will communicate, Father, your son has passed the patient time. Then there's another one that will come. There's another one that will come. It will come until that day that you come to that perfect spot. But let me ask you, who is the Holy Ghost at this point? Sometimes I like asking questions. Who is the Holy Ghost at this point? When you come in and Brother Elijah speak, do you not look at him as a man talking to you. When anybody stands there to preach the word of God to you, do you not look at them as a man talking to you. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. It may be as painful as anything, but you need to fix it if it's painful. If there is no problem there, it will not hurt you. So if I hurt your feelings by saying something, then that means there's something wrong there. Fix it. Get rid of it. So that child has to go through the training. And step by step. You young people that think you always want to please what your friends are doing. Please. Be very careful the way you select your friends. Be very, very careful. Amen. Let me continue to read. Hallelujah. It shows that a real Christian is an attribute of God thinking. A true Christian is an attribute of God thinking. So if you are, I'm trying to get you to understand or for you to accept the fact that, you know, the fact that you are sitting here means there's something that has brought you here. And that's something, that means you are part of that something. And it's not any other thing but the word. That means you are part of God that is sitting here tonight. You are an attribute of God. Hallelujah. Thinking, before there was a word or a star or air or anything else, you existed. My brother, my sister, before there was anything, you existed. I'm reading from the prophet. And it's a scripture. Let me ask you something. But Elijah's children, all my children, there is no other way that these children, when you take them to the DNA test, whatever be the, you're going to get the 100% of my DNA in them. Okay, so let's put them aside. Now let me go and bring another child to come and live with me. I'll father that child. I will do anything. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will do anything for that child. I will provide anything from that child. Take that child to the DNA office and do the same DNA you did on my children and see which one you're going to have my gene in them. Which of them you're going to have? It doesn't matter how nice I will be to that child. It doesn't matter. That child is not going to have my DNA. So are you. If you are a child of God, you are a child of God by DNA.
Why don't you accept that? You see, some people, their fear of that, their fear to accept it, because when they have to live a certain way. They have to make sure they are living a certain way. And you are not ready to part way with the world, to part way with your stupid friends. Forgive me.
Right on, though.
Those kids and whatever, you are not ready to part way, but you continue to stick with them. Hallelujah. It is eternal. He came to redeem us back. It is God's thought. Spoke into a word and made manifest. So you are a manifested word of God.
Hallelujah.
You, as you sit here, you are a manifested word.
Amen.
Like God created the world out of nothing. Let there be light. So he spoke you into this day.
Hey.
You could not have come in any other day. You couldn't have done it. You could not have come in what Paul, whatever, say, this is the age that you're supposed to be in. And he spoke you into it.
Hallelujah.
Brother, what about all the wrongs that I've done? He has forgiven you. And if and only if you can accept it. A pardon is never a pardon.
That's right.
Unless it's accepted.
Yes, sir.
So you walk out of here tonight believing, rejoicing that you are not and no more a slave of to sin. When Satan comes to you, oh brother, that Satan comes, yes, comes every minute. He comes every minute. Young people, I will demonstrate it for you to understand me. Didn't you see that girl? She looks really good. You are meeting her? Why don't you tell her? Sister, I like your dress. That is him speaking. There's nobody, yet that is Satan talking to you.
Amen.
I'm being honest.
Amen.
You counter that word. Say, Satan, get out of here. I am a child of God and I must not. Looking at a woman in that sense, it's a sin.
Amen.
He will flee.
Amen.
Oh, the brother said this. Don't you see that the brother, he didn't greet you when he came to church today, you know? When you were going to say hello, you know, he turned around. He has something against you. Just tell Satan, get out of here. That is my brother. I love him.
Amen.
I will come and look for you, my precious brother. How you doing? Yes. God bless you.
Amen.
That is how you overcome Satan.
Yes.
Do you not allow that thing to breed.
Right.
Don't allow it. After what does the scripture says? Love your neighbors as yourself. Your enemy as yourself. You are?
Amen.
Brother Branham said, if you cannot love the worst enemy.
Wow.
See how that is Satan at work. Amen. Let me share another quote with you.
Good.
All is accepted. You know, I'm just trying to share quotes with you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Amen. All right. What message is this one? The unpardonable sin. 1-1, page 114. And if you are a believer, you are a Christian. If you are a believer, then you are a Christian.
Amen.
If you are not a believer, you are not a Christian.
Amen.
If you cannot believe what the word has said, that grace has pardoned you, that there is nothing against you. You are sons and daughters of God. That's all he's saying. If you can believe it, then you are a Christian.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. If you are not a believer, you are not a Christian. That's all. For you are not saved by any works. You are not saved by shouting. You are not saved by dancing in the spirit. You are not saved by speaking in tongues. You are not saved by keeping Sabbath. You are not saved by meat eating. You are not saved by joining a church. You are not saved by water baptism. You are not saved by, you are saved by faith.
Yes,
true grace. Amen. Just by believing it, then grace works for you. If you cannot take that, but when you do that, you know where that will place you. Then those two guys, Mr. Faith and Mr. Grace, then they will carry you and bring you all the way through. But before they start walking with you, hey, wait. We got to put the right clothes on you. Come over here. And then they take all the blood over you. So then the blood keeps you.
When I see the blood, when I see the blood, hallelujah, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
So when you believe it, Brother Grace then opens the door, come in. And in that door is a blood flowing fountain like this. And that is what they place you under. Then you become untouchable for Satan. Satan is not your match anymore. I don't care how many demons that be let loose. But listen, he's going to try and get you to doubt that. I wish I can find that quote real quick. Hallelujah. I'll come to that. Let me see if I can find that quote. See, Brother Branham said something. He said, let me paraphrase it. Say, if you can get, like when you get healed this minute, and you doubt it the next minute, the whole thing has reversed. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So are you joking with your salvation? You want to mess around with the grace that has been given you? If you doubt it for a minute, you reverse everything. I wish I can find a quote, but I'll see if I can do that. He will question your salvation. He will question out, do you really think grace? Yes, brother, just say yes. Say amen. I am saved by grace. It doesn't matter the situation. Yes, you are struggling. Yes, you will get there. He will take you through. Yes, sir. That same grace will give you the strength to go on, to say no to anything that is contrary to the word. Yes, it's not how many mysteries that you can preach. Just accepting it. Hallelujah. All right. Let me continue this, please. Hallelujah. True. Okay. And if you are truly saved, these other things automatically come. You speak with tongue. You shout. You praise. The spirit of prophecy is what's subject to the prophet. When the pastor sees something wrong, now I'm talking to the people you believe that you are saved. Yes, I am saved. Let the pastor say it. Hold on. Let me read from the prophet. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. When a pastor sees something wrong, he says, look, sister or brother, that is wrong. You are submissive. A person that is saved, a person that has accepted the grace of God. Amen, brother. Who does Brother Elijah think he is? Talking to me like this in church. Because he saw me there, that is why he's saying it in the church. Listen, go and spend time at the altar. Amen. Go on your knees. Amen. That simply means you are not saved. But that is a very dangerous ground to find yourself. That is right. You are submissive. The spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. Just submit and say, God, forgive me. I don't mean to get out of order. I'm ready. Hallelujah. That is the character of a person that is saved by God. Hallelujah. So it is not how many times you're going to be jumping and shouting, but it's you letting this grace to be revealed to you. And just accepting it. Amen. When you make those mistakes, just accept it. In Matthew 16, 17, it said, who does man say that I am? And when Peter picked up that revelation, just the revelation. So if you pick up the revelation of who you are, where do you think it will take you? If you can pick up the revelation of who you are, just accepting it.
Oh, brother, did you know I did this?
I don't care what you've done, brother. It doesn't matter where you've been. Just accept it. Revelation we're talking about. Christianity is all about revelation. Hallelujah.
I'm coming to an end. I'm not going to keep you too long. Hallelujah.
And if truly it's revealed to you that you are a child of God, you are a daughter of God, a son of God, what must you, how are you going to present?
How
are you going to be? How's your life going to be? How is your life going to be?
Can I give you examples?
Let's take a man who this was revealed to. Paul, what did he say? Say, I'm a prisoner. The mystery that was hidden from generation to generation has now been made known, and that made him a prisoner. So when you become, or you can understand, accept the revelation of the grace of God that has been given to you, you become a prisoner to God. What about John? What about Brother Branham? Closest example for us. You become a prisoner to him.
Amen.
A complete prisoner.
Amen.
So you are saved by grace.
Amen.
So faith is the door to grace. Faith is the road that leads to grace. Faith is also very important. A man without him.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6-8. Please, can somebody help me read that?
Hebrews chapter 11.
If you have it open, please help me read it. Amen. Hebrews 11. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. See what faith does for you. And what did we say faith is? What did we say? Well, how did the Brother Branham define faith? It's something that is revealed to you. Something that is revealed to you. Has it been revealed to you that you are a son and a daughter of God? Hold on to that. It doesn't matter, brother, whatever the heart goes on. Oh, brother, I have fallen. Yes, you fall 7 times, you will rise. I'm not talking about you going to look for sin and going to dig your head under it and come back and say, I have fallen, but I can't make that. You, for the to start with, you have not been saved. You are not a believer yet. You look at, you see sin, and then you go and taste it and come back and say, Lord, forgive me. You have not been converted yet. You are an unconverted convert sitting in a church. Wasting time. We're waiting for that adoption to take place. Now everything is set. If he has not called you home, if you're not, then that means he's still working on you. Allow yourself. Be submissive to the pastor, because that is the Holy Spirit standing there speaking to you. Let me read my last quote and I get a please. And then a father, after he had given the tutor the right to raise the son, the tutor had to bring a word to the father how the son was progressing. Now, yet he was heir of all things, but yet he did not come to legal possession until there was a ceremony. And he had fully done that which was right and was worthy.
Good, brother. Yes, sir. Amen.
He's not wasting your time. He's still training you. He's still getting you there. But there is one thing about God. There is one thing about him. That anything that he wants to do, he completes it before even saying it. So your position is sealed. So don't even waste your time. You know, as a matter of fact, just make it easy for yourself and submit it. Accept it and submit yourself to it. Live as such. Walk like a Christian. Talk like a Christian. Associate like a Christian. Make friends like a Christian. Pray like a Christian. Come to church like a Christian. A true believer may will be one, because without you are wasting your own time. Just be that. That's all you need. There's nothing else he asks you to do, because you cannot get out of it. I have a quote right here. There's no time to read it. Brother Branham said, said, not that he's going to lose you. He cannot lose you. If he loses you, then it's not God. So he cannot lose you. Who are you to say that God is not God? You say that he's not God. You go and meet him up there and you see that he's God or not. By that time, it will be too late. So my brothers and sisters, just a little testimony that I wanted to share with you tonight. Rejoice within yourself. Get serious with God. Young people, get really serious with God. Put everything aside. Yes. Because let me tell you something. One of these days, it may be too late. It doesn't matter what age you are. My precious brother that just passed, he was about 70-something, 72 years old. But listen, when I was leaving Ghana in July, my last July 2nd, I had a conversation with a sister, a very young sister. Ask me today, where is she? With all the plans that we made, where is she? Brother, sister, young people, sometimes you think you have time. Do not allow Satan to use you. You are too precious and so, you know, too powerful for Satan to be in the hands of Satan. He's not worthy of you. You're such a precious jewel of the mighty God that has been placed down here to do a work for him. How on earth you give yourself to this squatter here to use you? You are angry with your parents because they will not allow you to wear those nasty, dirty dresses. As short as they are. Tell me, if you close your eyes today, you're going to take that dress with you? You're going to take that pants with you? You're not going to take it with you. I asked this question last Sunday at church. I said, my brother that just passed, he has this, he has this, he has that, he has that. Which of them are with him today? So you let these little worldly materials to stay, you know, to stand in your way. These demon-possessed little boys and girls that you are with them in school. If they don't repent, they're going to go to hell. I'm not trying to. Don't count me as a visitor, because I'm not a visitor. Please, I told you early on. Repent, a young brother, young sister. Amen. Your parents are scared even to tell you anything at home. They are scared. Because when they say anything, you're going to turn your head and be that kind of things. In America too, so you call 911. So that becomes all this thing. Let's do it while there's time. Let's face the fact. You can be old, you can be young, and your life can end. And let me tell you something. If you are a child of God, and you do think you waste, God can take your life off the scene. The prophet tells us. Is there a life for a child of God, and is there a life for a worldly person? Yes. How do you measure that you have the Holy Ghost? When you have your other five senses under the word. That is my definition. When all your five senses is under the word, is controlled by the word of God. I'm talking about W-O-R-D, the word of God. If all the five senses is controlled by it, anything that you want to do, find out from the scriptures. If it's contrary to the scriptures, forget about it. Young people especially. After that, your older people, well, they also, they know what they are doing.
Hallelujah. When I see the black, oh, when I see the black, hallelujah, when, oh, see the black, I will pass over you.
My brothers and sisters, it is freely given to us. All we need to do is to accept it. It's not a 1 week fasting that you're going to fast. It's not a 50 hours of prayers that you're going to make. But it's you just accepting it. That grace has pardoned you. Grace has forgiven you. Grace is protecting you. Grace is carrying you through. You have to accept it. Otherwise, it will mean nothing. God richly bless you. Amen.
When I, oh, see the blood. When I see the blood.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
The blood. I will pass over you.
Hallelujah. When he sees the blood. Hallelujah. He doesn't care about the brand. He just wants to see the blood tag. Amen. And you're a born again son or a daughter of God. Hallelujah. How many has a spiritual DNA in you? By revelation, you know you have it. How many has a divine nature attribute? Who has it? Hallelujah! Saying amen to the word. I guess you have it. You're identified. If you ever got accused of being a Christian, a son or daughter of God, would there be enough evidence against you to get you convicted? Hallelujah! When the world gets under your skin, do they find Jesus or the devil? Is it Jesus with skin on or what is it? Aren't you glad you heard this word tonight? We're going to have our brother to have to come back because, man, it's just a blessing to see these things. You know, I was listening to something the prophet of God said the other day. He said that, you know, he said, if you never did it and somebody accused you of it and they found out later that you didn't do it and then they said, hey, I forgive you. He said, forgive me of what? Don't forget those words. Forgive me of what? He said, that's justified. Justified means you never did it. Because the real you, the DNA of God, never did it. You just carry this other guy around with you, but he's getting completely dismantled, rearranged, and changed. But the real you never did it. The real you doesn't need forgiveness. The rest of you needed it. But the real you, simply, justified means if you justify something, you just move it. It gets moved, shifted to a proper position. Praise the Lord. You're shifted from one identity to the other. When are you going to stop being identified with this old man and start being identified with this new man? The real you. When are you going to do that? When are you just going to accept it? That's what, remember, this is so beautiful what he preached tonight, because remember how the Lord healed my arm from this lump in my arm? Remember, he just rebuked me. He says, when are you ever going to accept my healing? Like, I've been healed before. But he said it this way. He didn't say me. He said, when are my people going to accept the healing I've given them? How long does the Lord have to hold it out? Waiting for someone just to take it. Take the book. He can't throw it at you. You can't stuff it in your mouth. You have to take it. When are you going to take it, saints? And remember the principle. Remember all the I am proclamations brother was teaching us. I know I'm recapping, but Paul said, I am an apostle. I am a prisoner. I am who I am by the grace of God. I am. We are also part of I am. I am the bride of Jesus Christ. I am one who never did it in the first place. I am redeemed. I am a child of God. I am a seed gene of God. When can we say that? Can we start saying that? What is your I am proclamation? I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am those things. And Brother Branham was told, if you can get the people to believe you, and remember what he said, the hardest thing for God to do is not create the universe. The hardest thing for God to do is not defeat the devil. The hardest thing for God to do, he said, was to get one mortal to believe in another mortal. It's not hard for God to get people to believe in him. It's hard for God to get people to believe in his other people, for his children to believe in his other children. It was sitting here, I was thinking, that's really not Brother Isaac standing there. That's really the Lord Jesus behind the veil. It just gives you just a shift. You just have to move to that, a different sense. You're sitting next to someone who is the Lord Jesus in the Holy Spirit, in the form of the Holy Spirit. Think of that for a minute. Wow. If you can get the people to believe in you, that's for you. If you can get people to believe in you, nothing will stand in your way, bride. But the problem is you got to believe in yourself first. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. I don't mean your old self. I mean your new self. The new creation, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you can get people to believe, guess who's really in you? But I made a lot of mistakes. No, not, that's the different eye. That's the ego eye. That's the wrong eye. I'm talking about the eagle eye. I never sinned. Brother Branham said the bride is sinless. When are you going to accept that? Hallelujah. Let's just sing. Let's just sing. Let's sing to him. Amen. What song you got? Amazing grace, sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone. I've been set free. Free from sin. Accept it. My Savior, he ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. It's unending love, amazing grace. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Stand up as you sing. My chains are gone. They're all gone. I've been set free. Oh, yes. Savior, he has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone. My chains are gone. They're all gone. Hallelujah. You're set free in Jesus' name. Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love. It's amazing grace, unending love. It's amazing grace, amazing grace. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can't you see why? It's a different key, too high. Well, can't you see why I'm so happy? Why are you so happy? Why? 'Cause I've accepted the word of the Lord. All you had to do is accept it, amen? The revealed word was spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4. Can't you see why I'm so happy? How many's happy tonight? I've accepted the word of the Lord, the revealed word of the seed of God. How many's accepted the revealed word? The revealed word of the seed gene of God. Hallelujah. He says to you, you're my seed, you're my gene. You're my offspring, you're my DNA, you're my thought. You're my creative thought. You're my eternal thought. He came to redeem one thing, his thoughts. He can't redeem anything but his thoughts. The rapture is just God coming and collecting his thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And as we close, I'll make this announcement and then we'll pray. Next Sunday, Brother Simon Peter will be preaching for us. This coming Sunday, I should say. He'll be preaching for us. So we sure appreciate our Brother Simon. We ask you your blessing, your prayer on him. And ask the Lord to bless him. And also the following Wednesday and Sunday, Brother James Nagme, our precious brother, is going to be preaching for us. So we appreciate that. I should find out if my brother here is going to be in the area at the time. So we can always adjust that. But I've got Brother James lined up for now. And the Lord willing, we're going to have our precious evangelist brother to be able to speak at some point in the near future. So how long will you be in the area for? I see. So you're going to be traveling a little bit around. Okay. When do you leave out of Connecticut? Oh, okay. So you're here for a little while. Okay. We'll work something out. That sounds good. I love it. So to close, I would like to have Brother Godwin come and pray and ask the blessing on your dismissal. God bless you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for just being here and pulling on the Word of God. And Brother Isaac, we sure appreciate you, brother.
Shall we bow our head, close our eyes? Precious and eternal Father, our God and our Lord, we thank you for this moment we've had in your presence. There is no doubt, O God, that it's been a blessing to our soul. Lord, we pray that this, O God, that you have made known to us tonight, may remain permanent with us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, God, O Master Lord Jesus, that this word that have gone forth, O Lord, it's not for nothing. It's to accomplish something in each of our lives. Amen. Father, I pray that you will touch anyone that have not catched the revelation of this word, knowing fully well that we proceed from thee, and that the life that we must live on earth here must be your life. That at the end of the journey, precious Master, we will get back to where we came from. Father, grant revelation to such hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your servant you have used. I pray, God, that you will strengthen him. Lot of virtue that got out of him, may you replenish it, oh God. All he's trusting you for, may you grant it for him in Jesus' name. Committing the church unto your hand, our precious pastor. Commit the deacons, the trustees, and all the officers. I pray, Lord, your blessings upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are going away to our various homes, but we are not leaving your presence. We pray you guide us as we go to our various places in Jesus' name. Thank you, precious master, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' precious name we prayed. Amen.